You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres All-Star version. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with Corey Brock, and who covers the Padres, of course, for MLB.com. And Corey, I think that this is not like a huge surprise. Justin Upton is an All-Star, that he is the Padres' representative. He leads the team in every important category, offensive category, as you noted. And it's kind of interesting because the beginning of the season, like before it started, everyone thought, well, he's the only like visiting player that really hit well at Petco. And it seems like he's really lived up to the billing in that way. He's kind of figured that ballpark out and worked it to his advantage.
Yeah, and I think maybe that was one of the reasons they went out and got him. One of many reasons, and not the primary one. They needed some offensive help, as we've gone on and on about over the last few months, and felt like he was an interesting piece and a guy that could bolster the offense. But, you know, I'm sure they looked at the splits and realized that, hey, this guy's had a lot of success at Petco Park. You know, I think this is worth a gamble. And sure enough, you know, he's hit nearly all of his home runs at Petco Park, which is not an easy place to elevate a baseball and get it out of the ballpark. So he's done a really nice job of that, been a run producer. Tailed off a little bit in June, Allison, but it's been good on the bases, pretty good defensively. It's been everything as advertised.
I guess it's a little bit bittersweet, I would imagine. You know, not shocking that the Padres just have one All-Star representative, but clearly this is not how they had envisioned, you know, sort of the halfway mark, just being that many games below 500, and just it's been a disappointing season, as we have talked about. But was there kind of any disappointment at all that there's only like one representative, or is that sort of par for the course when you have a struggling team?
Yeah, I think if there's any disappointment that there's only one representative, it's just because all these other guys haven't lived up to expectation, more so than there's any sort of oversight here. I don't feel that's the case, and I'm sure, you know, others looking at the situation wouldn't say that so-and-so in that clubhouse absolutely deserves to be on this All-Star team. I think it was Upton and really only Upton. But, yeah, as you're assembling this team in December, February, you sign James Shields. April, you trade for Craig Kimbrell right before opening day. I'm sure they were probably envisioning three or four guys if they were all going well, but As we've talked about, not a whole lot has gone well, and this team has largely underperformed in the first half.
Let's talk about James Shields. I found the article that you wrote about his last start at Pittsburgh very interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize his ERA was that high. Nine road starts entering that game was 5.50, but he had a really good start against the Pirates. And you said he traded some strikeouts for some ground ball outs. Is this like, was that, you said it was not really by design so much, but was this, is this kind of a change for him in his approach, or was that, have you kind of seen really just the same James Shields throughout the season?
It might have been the same James Shields. I don't think he had nearly as a lively four seamer yesterday. The two seamer led to a lot of ground ball outs, and then maybe sort of realizing that, you know, the Pirates hitters were aggressive and they were putting the ball in play early. So, you know, a lot of that isn't so much always what the pitcher's doing and what he has working that day, but there's the other side of it too. You have another team you're facing, and, you know, and they're trying to score runs, and probably figured the best way to do that was to get on him early in the count. But yeah, I think it was his best. I think it was his best overall start of the year. You know, just two hits allowed in seven innings. One was an infield single. You know, hard luck. It wasn't a hard luck loss. He got a no decision. But, yeah, the unearned run got him. And that's sort of been the story with these guys this year, Allison. They lead the major leagues in unearned runs allowed this year. And, defense has let them down. They don't have the most errors in baseball, but it seems like at really critical times, the defense has really let them down.
Yeah, I think that it's important to note that you can overcome a lot from a pitching and offensive standpoint, especially from an offensive standpoint, if you have flawless defense. That can win you a lot of baseball games. So that kind of leads me to my second question, which I think is what you just answered. But just looking ahead to the second half, what needs to go right? I was kind of like wanted to leave that open-ended, just to sort of key areas to improve. I know the starting rotation was definitely supposed to be better than it is, but if you had to pinpoint one thing that really needs to turn around, what would you say that is?
Yeah, I guess if you're just asking for one thing, I would just have to, it would have to be overall offensive production and some consistency there. They've been shut out 13 times. You know, I think they feel like, by and large, they have the right guys in the clubhouse in order to get this thing turned around. I don't think it's a personnel issue so much, but an underachieving and underperforming component that's really gotten this team off track. You know, Allison, they could look like world beaters one day and put up a crooked number on the scoreboard, and then they're flat the next day. And there's just been no semblance of consistency this year. I think we all recognize that they have some guys in the lineup that were going to strike out some. But I don't think anyone envisioned a scenario where they would struggle so mightily to score runs on every night.
And just looking overall, just at all of baseball, I just find it so interesting and intriguing that there are really only like maybe four or five teams that are completely out of this thing at this point. I mean, if you look at team by team, you know, being within like five or six games of that second wild card spot, it's almost everyone. That's kind of cool. I mean, you know, we talk about parity and we talk about, you know, the fact that there have been so many teams that have been in the World Series in the last 15 years or whatever the stat is. But, I mean, just being like a baseball observer, a writer, and a fan, I mean, it is kind of neat to see that there are still so many teams that are just kind of hanging around there. The Padres are one of them. They probably think, well, you know, we might be able to make a run at this.
Well, yeah, and Allison, I know you well enough to know that you're like me and that you enjoy seeing new blood in the playoffs every year. And I think, you know, I think this new system has sort of brokered a lot of that, where, you know, a team can get hot late in the year and make a run, and now with that second wild card, anything's possible. What it's also done is it's maybe given a little bit longer leash where these teams, you know, sort of have a pretty good idea of what they are and who they are. And I'll use the Padres as an example. I think, you know, we've discussed their issues this year, and, you know, they have some trade pieces that they might want to move, but like you said, you know, still sort of hanging around and feeling like, you know, that maybe if you get the pitching and the hitting to go together for, which would be the first time all year when that happens, if and when that happens, maybe they can get on a little roll and make something happen. So, you know, I think it's given some teams a little extra hope, and maybe in some cases it's sort of generated a little false security too, Allison. You know, the deeper you move into July, at some point, you have to look in the mirror and, you know, realize what you are. Are you moving forward? Is it maybe a good idea to take a step back, to take a step forward? So at some point, you have one of those, what I like to call come-to-Jesus meetings, where you have to make some sort of determination and answer some hard questions. They're not there yet, as are most of these teams, but at some point this month, they have to answer that question.
Yeah, it's almost like the Dodgers and the Giants are making it harder for the Padres because they're not really that good right now either. And so everyone's sort of trying to get down to 500 for whatever reason. And that makes it harder for a team that's kind of not in it, but actually is in the division race very much so because everybody's so mediocre.
Well, I couldn't understand the Dodgers. I mean, they looked right, like, Allison, early on that they were just going to run away with this thing. And I still think, you know, they're head and shoulders above the rest of the teams in the division. But, yeah, just kind of settling around there, not really making any moves to separate themselves. And, yeah, you're right. It's given everyone else in the division a little bit of hope.
Yeah. I think injuries are going to dictate it. Whoever is the healthiest is going to win that thing. But we shall see. Anyway, Corey, thanks so much. See you at the All-Star game. And thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.